This is the Weekly Scramble, a place where we chat about life over a cold one or two. It's time to belly up to the pod with Mike Fratelloni and your host, Chris Reavers.
Yes, sir. It's time for the Weekly Scramble. My name is Chris Reavers. By my side, his name is Mike Fratelloni with Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Reavers?
I am good. And I have so many topics that I need to discuss with you. And I think we should start here because I feel so bad.
Why?
In neglecting last week to mention the Frat Pack.
Oh, the Frat Pack.
And I didn't even bring it up last week, which I want to give you credit again. It's a brilliant idea. I love the interaction and all the cool photos we are seeing on the Frat Pack Facebook page. Remind me of the initial quest of said Frat Pack.
So my quest was easy. I wanted to have 5,000 friends.
Right.
Right? I have some good buddies, but I wanted to be able to go anywhere in town here and meet somebody and have... I knew if they listened to this show or if they listened to GL, Garage Logic, that we were like-minded, right? So
sure.
I'm already over a major hurdle, right? I'm going to like this person, and they're probably going to like me. And so I said, hey, let's start this Frat Pack 5,000. I wanted 5,000 people to become friends on Facebook with me. Subsequently, I've opened up a Frat Pack 5,000 group where everybody's interacting with each other. People are making real friendships
cool.
on the group. It is super cool. We're getting close to 2,000. In fact, if you're listening to this and aren't a member of the Frat Pack yet, we will get to 2,000 people here really quickly. So I'm very excited to see what we get when we hit 2,000, who 2,000 is. We'll probably have him on the show, right?
Yep.
At least have him call in. That'll be kind of him or her. It's guys or girls, doesn't matter. But we're very excited. So go to Michael Fratelloni, friend me on Facebook. I'll invite you into the Facebook, the Fratelloni Frat Pack 5000 group, and then talk to people and find out where they are. And if you're from Winstock, Minnesota, there's going to be another Frat Packer there, I promise.
That's cool.
It's really cool, Reavers.
Can I tell you the difference between you and me?
Yeah, yeah.
In that regard, one time when I was on vacation, I saw a guy wearing a Garage Logic shirt, and my wife said, oh, look. And I said, we're going to go that
turn
way.
The other way.
No, I'm totally joking.
No, in fact, it's funny. One of our Frat Packers is the guy that we were at the fair walking by, and he looked at you and said, are you Chris Reavers?
Oh!
Remember that guy?
Yes.
And he was the sweetest guy, and his wife was a big fan, and he was a big fan.
In fact, wasn't it his birthday?
I think it was. Maybe at the fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool, and he's a Frat Packer. Honest to God, Reavers, this is a caveat. Right? I do this in my free time, this Frat Pack stuff.
Well, you're a busy guy.
So I am a busy person.
Yeah.
Please be patient with me because I made the mistake where I'm the only person who has their number. So right now I have like 1,900 people asking for their Frat Pack number and it takes a moment to get through,
right?
So I don't always catch everybody's DMs. I'll get to it eventually, but bear with me. And I'm going to start posting more because I've just been too busy to do it, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm kind of only want to post things when I'm doing something fun, not like, here's another day at work. You know, that's not as much fun. So,
off to the grind.
Yeah, but I will do that. And I will, if I owe you a message, I'm going to pay you back a message because I want this community to really start growing. I'm thinking ahead for the state fair and I'm just super excited to have hopefully some Frat Packers
show
up.
That's cool.
I mean, I think it will really be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And we'll do other events before that. We don't have to wait till the fair.
All right. So, do you want to bring up your story?
Remember
I always
when
feel
I
like
said,
I hijack.
A couple of shows ago, I said I was really good at fat math, and then I proceeded to say some fat math that wasn't terribly good.
Yes.
I wasn't very good at the fat math. In fact, I went back and did it in my head, and I was like, wait, so I had to actually do it on a piece of paper. So here's what I have. I have an interesting thing, and I just want you to help me understand what's going on. And this is like, I really want to get your opinion on this. So it's a Border Patrol story, right?
Okay.
And so Border Patrol...
We have issues.
They've arrested Chinese nationalists who have crossed the border illegally.
Oh.
And I think, well, you know, China's a communist country, and I get that people coming from China may have, like, escaped the communist country and made it here to search for the American dream, right?
Yep.
But I can see that some people could have done that. So in fiscal year 2021, the government's fiscal year is off. It's not January to December, but it's a little off. Fiscal year 2021, 342 Chinese individuals may have escaped communism and made it all the way to America, right?
Yep.
And then got arrested trying to cross the border. That's not the people who got in. Those are just the people who were arrested
trying to get in.
So that was in 2021, the height of COVID, right? In 2022... that number skyrocketed to 1,987. So that's now that seems like more than just people who somehow snuck out of China, right? In fiscal year 2023, Reavers, in 2023, 24,125 arrests were made of Chinese nationalists. Reavers, that is half of the Twin Stadium. I mean, that is a huge amount of Chinese trying to get into America. Why? Okay, fiscal 2024, right? So I don't know exactly when the fiscal government year end is, but it's been a couple of months or a little bit more than that. So far in fiscal 2024, 22,233. That's about halfway through the fiscal year. So that will be almost 45,000 arrests from the Border Patrol. Not gotaways, not people who just snuck through and we didn't catch, but people that we stopped and arrested. So it could be as many as 45,000 communist Chinese. I don't even know if I should say communist Chinese. Chinese people, right, coming to America. Are they all here to live the American dream? So here's my fat math question, Reavers. Since 2021, what percentage increase is that since 2021, where it was 342 all the way up to 22,233?
Well, it's, Jesus, it's...
It's a very tough fat math question.
Hold on, I'm trying to do it, because you do the inverse of the decimal point, and then what you do, it's got to be... 10,000%.
Very close. 6,300%. So it's been an increase of 6,300%. I'm going to tell you, that's Bitcoin type increases, right? Those are increases that are not natural. That is not just someone in China saying, I watched an American movie. I need to get out of this hellhole, China, communist dictator BS,
right,
and make it to America. Those were maybe the guys in 2021, the 342 of them. But this 45,000 expected arrests coming through the border seems really odd to me. Like, what is going on? What is going on? That, what I wanted to do is start this show on the lowest possible note we could.
And built up, right, as we go.
And then if we tell stories about hemorrhoids or child prostitution, anything will be uplifting from the story of the Chinese communists coming to take over America.
All right. Well, the thing I wanted to ask you, because it did absolutely nothing for me, and I'll explain why in a minute, but everyone lost their minds yesterday over the eclipse.
The eclipse, yeah.
Did, now in your home, you have a home full of women.
We did.
And I do. Was it captivated in your home? I mean, was this we got to get the girls out of school kind of a thing? How did it work?
Nope. I did. I set an alarm so I could go outside of my office to watch it. Okay. Right. And I went outside and went, well, this kind of seems not nearly as good as I thought it was going to be.
And you walked right back
in. And I walked right back in. I didn't even notice a dimming. Like, did you feel that?
Well, I was in here because it was between when we would do Garage Logic and Monday Night Sports Talk.
Okay.
And so, of course, in that transition, what happens is I got to do all of my post-show production stuff. Too. But then I got to listen to Royce. And I don't know if you heard yesterday's show or his appearance on Garage Logic on Friday. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you have.
I may have. You got to remind me what you're talking about.
He had asked Joe for a favor.
Oh, what was it? I don't know.
Well, he had to, how should I phrase this? He had to, there's a new way to screen for certain colon cancers.
Oh, yes.
And so he had asked Joe if he would be interested in holding the box.
The bucket. Yeah, him. The little bucket. Not so easy.
No.
You got to be.
Anyway, so I was getting the off-air version of that story from Patrick, which is filled with profanity.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I didn't have time, but Joe did. He went to go use the restroom, and then that door that you always come in,
sure,
he poked his head out and said, "Huh, it's dark out." And then he came back in.
It was just dark out standardly yesterday. There was no noticeable difference when, and I was paying a lot of attention to it.
And I had said this earlier in GL that I think a big part of why this really captivated the nation to a certain extent is strictly because of social media.
Oh, yeah.
This is 100%. Kids want to put this on the TikTok and say, look at where I was and look at what I was able to witness, and you see me seeing this thing. That's basically what I derived from that.
Well, there was a woman named Sunny Hostin. Is that her name? She's on, and she, did you
She's
play
on
that?
The View.
She's on The View. Did you play her clip?
Joe would not allow me because he hates that show with such a bloody passion, but he did read a portion of the transcript.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, she blamed this on global warming.
Yep.
The cicadas on. So she's saying all of these things are happening right now. The cicadas, global warming, and this, of course, celestial event, this solar eclipse. And she thinks it's the end of times is what it sounded like. But you know what today is? April 9th, yes. By the way. It is the anniversary of the picture of Pat Royce shirtless in Hammond Stadium.
No, is it really?
It really is.
Wouldn't it have been during spring training?
I don't know. Someone posted that picture on April 9th because I was going to make a t-shirt of it.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought that would be really cool. But then I got my senses came around. What happened is I was going to make a t-shirt for everybody, right?
Okay.
All the GL staff. And then so I got that picture and I got it like on a shirt. And then I hit the button to see how much it was. It was like $110. And I said, yeah, I ain't doing that. That was a really great idea.
It was a great idea.
But I don't know
up
who's
going
to take the picture.
Right.
I don't know. I don't see Joe wearing a shirt of shirtless Pat Royce. Maybe.
Well, I 100% would.
You would have.
But I'm not spending $110
no,
on a t-shirt.
No, it really came to like, I don't know. I have better things to spend my money
right,
on. But
right.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year will be the 10th anniversary or something.
Speaking of Royce.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the twin, well, before I get to that, I should mention I'm wearing the team colors today. Our friends at Harmony Spirits are back with us here on the Weekly Scramble. We're going to be chatting with them in just a few minutes off of the show, and I'm glad that they're back. It's a great product. In fact, I don't know if this is a really good endorsement or not. I used Harmony Spirits not for consumption. I used it to help start a fire.
What
on Saturday?
No.
Yeah, like a little. Yeah, like a little campfire.
How dare
just,
you pour?
No, just a couple of drops, just
really?
To get the thing
yeah,
going.
Yeah, that is not what you say. I'm going to drink. That's blasphemous.
I know.
Almost.
I probably shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Anyway, it's a great product made right here in the great state of Minnesota. In fact, Harmony, Minnesota. I'm due for a road trip to go down there to go hang out with those guys. I love that part of the state. It's absolutely gorgeous. And again, they make a quality product. I'm a huge fan of the bourbon that they make, but they've got also the gin, the rum is really, really good as well. And if you're in the area, stop in, say hi to the fellas. They always have a great rotating menu for craft cocktails right there at the tasting room in Harmony, Minnesota. But here's the biggest thing that you can do to help continue to support the Harmony brand that supports us here on the Weekly Scramble. Please continue to go into your local liquor store and ask for the Harmony brand by name. I know it has been working with a lot of you listeners, both to the Garage Logic podcast and to the Weekly Scramble podcast. And like I said, that's going to continue to help them grow their brand. But they're wonderful guys, and we're so happy to have them back here on the Weekly Scramble. Before I get to my other story on, this would have been Friday evening,
mm-hmm.
Because she said to me, my wife said, hey, this weekend, I'd like to take the tarp off of the trampoline so we can set up. We have the netting that goes around the trampoline. So because it's kind of in a, we have a little bit of a, like a pond and a wooded area at the back end of our yard.
Yep.
And so you just don't want one of the neighbor kids falling off and
sure.
then all of a sudden it's problematic.
Sued.
Correct. So
yep.
we just put that up. And then that way too, then they can throw the ball at each other and all that stuff. So Friday night, I was tasked with getting rid of the Christmas tree because we took the Christmas tree out, you know, the beginning of January and just kind of put it back in that little woods area.
Tossed it out there.
Well, I figured, you know what? This will be a good night to burn the tree.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, you know, I have a little fire and then it was a little breezy. So, and I did it at, basically at sunset, and so it was getting dark out, so I was kind of keeping an eye on it, and I was watching the Twins game. Was I watching the Twins game? I was watching something on my phone in the backyard, just having a perfect early spring evening in Minnesota, right? Ah, oh, yes.
Perfect.
No mosquitoes yet. It's absolutely perfect. Well, Saturday morning rolls around. And I went out to go get the tarp off and start getting stuff ready. And I went, the side of where, you know, the mat is that goes around. Well, I had singed about a three-foot long stretch.
Got a little hot with that Christmas tree.
Yeah. And I thought, well, that's going to be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, what are you going
to
do?
What you do is you turn it to the sun and say, oh my gosh, that sun is hot after that eclipse.
Yeah, I basically kind of tried to turn that, but it's what do you call it? It's
like bolted down.
It's really secure to the ground so it doesn't shoot. Anyway,
that
so,
was a mistake. Those when you light a Christmas tree, picture this, Reavers.
Yeah.
100 years ago, didn't have electricity. So you put a Christmas tree in your house and you had little candles that you'd light on your Christmas tree. I mean, when a Christmas tree lights up on fire, There is no stopping it.
No, it's going.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I had a couple and I did them in my fire pit in my backyard. And I was like, uh-oh. I mean, like, this is not good, right? I mean, and this was in the middle of winter. There was still a little bit of snow on the ground. And I thought, I'm going to be in trouble, right? Because it was such a big fire. I can't fathom if that was in my house, what that would have done to my house.
Oh, it would,
the house would have been gone. I do have a question for you.
Okay.
So, Joe Sutre calls his wife the DA.
Yes.
And that stands for?
No, that's Patrick.
Patrick's is the DA.
Domestic Associate.
And Joe's is the?
CP.
CP.
Which is Chief Procurer.
Right, so she's the buyer.
Yep.
I want to come up something with for our wives.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about calling mine the PIC. Right? So, okay. Like, she's my PIC, P-I-C, and that would stand for Person in Charge. That's not bad.
I like that.
Right? So she's going to be my pick. So I'm going to, I call, so, and then we have to come up with one for Jess, your wife.
Sure, sure.
Because it feels moronic to see my wife. Yeah. You know, that's goofy. So I'm going to call her. I see why Joe did that, and I see why Pat did that.
I like that.
So we have to come up with yours.
You know what? I'll even leave it up to the listener, because oftentimes some of the best ideas come straight from the audience.
Yeah, and her name is Jess, so if you wanted to work some Jess in there,
sure.
Like it started with a J.
Sure. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
You know what? I will start thinking about that. I like this idea a lot, and I will also gladly take submissions.
Sure.
Be nice.
Yeah, like respectful. Well, actually, the dirtier, the better.
Well. Right?
I mean, you might not use them, but we'll read them all.
I only say that because I recently posted a family photo of us in Arizona to Facebook, and I had to block somebody.
Oh, really?
It got.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it got a little like, okay, bud.
Did he do the old, oh my God, what a handsome looking kids. Who's the dad?
No, it got a little bit more.
Oh, worse than that. Okay.
It got a little
But
little
I like mine. I like the pick, right? Person in charge. That's what mine stands
I
for.
I like that.
She's my pick.
Yeah.
And again, see, it has a couple. You see how mine has a couple nuances? She's my pick.
Yeah.
Plus, she's my pick.
I like that.
I get it.
Okay. I like that a lot.
I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, like I said, it's nothing I haven't heard before, but usually it's from my own family.
Yes.
You know, but it's just like, okay, we don't need to be doing that.
I don't want to necessarily hear all of that.
So, one of the things, speaking of my beloved, one of the things I wanted to bring up on the show today is I need your advice. You know, we used to on occasion come up with Ask Mike Anything, which I think we should come. One of the things I said is I think we should come up with a little bit on our show called Fix It with Frat.
Oh, that's good.
So,
yours is going to be marriage advice, and I'm so good at this reverse. couldn't even say that with a straight face.
Well, and the reason I say that is, the hardware store guy angle, you're kind of my go-to guy when it's like, okay, when should I put this stuff down?
All of it, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you're really good at that kind of
thing. But it could be anything.
And it could be absolutely anything. Yeah. So I like it. I like Fix It with Frat.
I like that too.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll kick things off then. So I need to know if I erred.
Ooh.
Because you've been a father longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I come to you with wisdom or come to you for wisdom. And so I'm wondering if I screwed up. So I need to set this up properly. So Sunday technically kicked off the baseball season in Jordan, Minnesota.
Okay.
Both of my sons play travel baseball. And we've been doing, involuntary or voluntary practices, leading up to that, which we always go to.
It was involuntary for your kids, but voluntary
correct.
For you.
Yeah. And so Sunday was like the big parent meeting. So we talked, we had to answer some Q&A and easy things like that. No big deal. And I thought to myself, oh God. So my youngest has practice on Monday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
My older has practice on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nice.
And then it's basically every other weekend we're going to a tournament here, there, and everywhere. Okay, so whatever.
Okay.
So we're now
in
the beginning stages of oh my God, it's going to be Labor Day before I realize what just hit me. Okay, so yesterday I get the email from the other coach that I'm with, who's also the president of our association, saying, hey, I'm going to call off practice. The fields are still a mess. I don't know when it's going to stop raining. And we don't need to be tearing up the fields this early in the year. So we'll meet up on Wednesday. I'm like, okay, perfect. Don't have practice. So when I was driving home yesterday, I thought, oh, wait a minute. The Dodgers are in town.
Are you kidding me?
I could take the boys to go watch the Dodgers. And here's why.
Okay. Well, that's
the Dodgers only come to town every whatever it is, every 4 to 8 years, depending upon the schedule, because they're it's interleague. Yeah. And then they, like the next time they play each other in the schedule, the Twins will go to LA.
Sure, sure.
And so I thought, well, Ohtani, the biggest name in baseball, of course, but sports.
Yeah,
I mean, what other opportunity am I going to have my kids come watch, you know, this big two-way, well, although he's not pitching this year, this two-way superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Or as we call him in our house, Shawai Owatonai, because when I was driving them to school one day, we were listening to an FM station not owned by Hubbard Broadcasting, in which the DJ called him that. So that's why we call him Shawai Owatonai from now on.
And I would argue he's the biggest name in baseball, but not biggest name in sports.
Probably not, yeah. But he's a huge name. Huge name. People that don't even know baseball know who Shohei Ohtani is.
Okay, I'd argue that.
Okay, well, anyway. Okay.
Yeah. In Japan, they would.
I get home around, I can't remember, it was 6:15, 6:20, somewhere around there.
Game starts, what, 7?
Well, and I thought it started at 7 o'clock, okay. But it actually started at 6:40. Whatever. So I say to Mrs. Reavers, mm-hmm. I say, hey, I got tickets. And again, weather was kind of iffy, so ticket, and it's a Monday.
Oh.
I got 3 tickets for n$0. Like, I mean, literally nothing.
Like $5 a piece or something.
Not even.
Oh, you're
like
kidding.
Literally nothing.
Oh, okay. Just get
awesome.
You in. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
And which I don't care. I don't want to see
care.
I roam anyway.
Yeah.
And so I said, I want to take the kids to the Dodger game. You know, and she said, well. I said, it's the Dodgers. It's the stars aligned for which we could just randomly just pick. And I go, we won't be out late. In fact, the game was over. It was a 2-hour and 15-minute game. We were home before 9 o'clock, and then we stayed up late to watch the basketball game. But anyway, and I thought, well, you don't get to, it can't be
she,
mad.
She did not want you to go.
Well, it was, but here's the thing, and I get it's school night, right?
Sure,
it's a school night, and my oldest has that. What's that testing that they have when they're in sixth grade?
None
whatever
that matters,
statewide crap is.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You want him to do kind of poor so school's easier for him,
right?
And he's got baseball to worry about.
Yeah, we don't worry about that. You got to learn how to hit a curveball.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I thought, did I screw up with that? Like, kind of setting all this. I feel now the guilt. Inside of me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, God, maybe I did. But.
Well, thank you for asking. Fix it with Frat.
Yeah.
Because
fix it with
Frat. I can tell you. So we went through that thing where you only have so much time with your children, right?
Stop.
Yes.
I know you're going to think I'm kidding. Yeah. Do you realize that is exactly what I thought about when I said, you know what? I will regret not zipping down there and just going for an. In fact, we were at Target Field for maybe 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Sure, just the fun
but
of it.
When you brought that, up a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
That's the. I did think about that. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but
I think it's very important to do things. Kids will remember that the whole summer that they went and did that.
Yeah.
They won't remember the TV or the video games or even the basketball they would have played out. And kids don't have to be doing something every day.
No.
Right? I totally agree that we don't have to schedule our kids for everything. And baseball is going to, they're going to have enough baseball that you might not even have time to get Twins games for the rest of the year.
That's why I thought. We should probably do this tonight because I don't know when I'm going to get the chance. And especially because it's the freaking Dodgers.
Yeah,
if they were playing the White Sox, I wouldn't have given a crap.
Yeah, you would have.
No, I really wouldn't have. Seriously.
It could have been a triple-A team playing somebody. It could have been the banana ball and you would have gone to that.
Well, and I can say this. I have no idea how they got the game in because it rained all the way to Target Field.
Yeah.
It rained all the way home from Target Field. And for some reason, it
just
barely
it
barely missed it on us for just a little
great?
Bit. Anyway, but
I think it was the right thing to do.
Okay.
I really do. And I think if your wife, Mrs. Reavers, thinks it out a little bit, she'll say, you know what? It wasn't that big a deal. Maybe I had, did she have plans for them or something? Was she
nothing out of the ordinary.
She didn't make like a great dinner and said,
in fact, they were already done eating by the time I got home.
Okay. There wasn't that she had.
And I made sure because I'm like, you eat at home. I ain't spending $16 on a hot dog at Target Field.
You can put some snacks in your pockets if you want something. Well, I think that was a very cool thing to do as a father. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Oh, cool.
Not everybody wants to jump. You must be very comfortable getting in and out of downtown. You must have a great parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not that easy. And a lot of people just don't want to go because it's not easy.
I will say this, too. So where we come to, I mean, technically where I guess we're in Minneapolis and St. Paul because we're on the border.
Yeah.
But I never really I've been to downtown, I guess, 3 times now in the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
I went to the opener with some friends. and then last night, and then I took my went to the basketball tournament with my dad and did a couple of those. I will say this, and I know it was a Monday night, and it was outside. Yeah. Outside of people that were, and there was, I don't even know what they announced for attendance, but I can't imagine there was 15,000 people at the game last night. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was ugly though.
That's just it. It was completely weather related. Yep. And so that's why I thought, well, tickets are, I got them basically for nothing.
That's so weird. So you go on to like a StubHub or what do you do?
I got a guy. Anyway, but it was it was weird. Whereas it was almost as if, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, you walk from, you make the 2-block walk and you're thinking there's no hustle, there's no bustle. Yes, it's just weird. And I get it. It was mostly weather related.
Was the game already commenced when you got there, though?
So when we pulled up, we were listening to a little bit of the pregame on the radio, and then because it was a 6:40 first pitch. Okay. And so we did end up missing, of course, his first at bat.
Oh, so but everyone was already in there anyways.
Right. But it was, here's what's so cool. And I don't know if you saw this on Twitter or not, but I was just taking little videos here and there and pictures of my kids because, you know, I get a little sentimental. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and so I told my oldest, I said, buddy, watch, he's going to hit a home run, Ohtani.
Oh, really?
And so I started recording.
No.
And we're standing where that new pontoon is.
Okay, yeah.
We're standing just to the left of that, right by the right field foul pole. Because I'm thinking, well, if he launches one,
it's coming this way.
Yeah. And so I said, I'm going to catch it. He goes, you're not going to. So he's giving me grief. Mm. And I'm not kidding. I started recording. 30 seconds later, he hits an absolute missile to left center field for home run. I'm thinking, oh my God.
Yeah, I just called it.
I just randomly started recording and it happened to be on that pitch.
Oh,
it
was, that's kind of fun.
And I'm thinking, well, they're going to, like those kinds of things, and I'm going to get, those kinds of things to a kid, like I still remember the first time my dad took me to the Metrodome. Mm-hmm. Like those are the kinds of things where you can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah, no.
Like this guy is going to be, he'll go down as one of the best players to ever play the game.
Yeah.
And they got to watch him hit a freaking home run in a light rainstorm. And I called it. I mean, that kind of stuff is just freaking cool.
It is really cool. So along that thing that I had talked about where, you know, you have your kids for 19 years, 18 years.
What was the number again? Do you remember?
Your kids live with you for 18 years. And then for the rest of their entire life, you roughly see them one more year worth. So you only see your kids for 19 years.
Damn.
And then I read another stat the other day and the gentleman said, hey, if your parents are 70 years old and you don't live in the same town, you will only see your parents 10 more events for the rest of your life. Because most people only see their parents twice per year. And so they said, don't think of it as, I'm going to have my parents 10 more years. Think of that. I'm going to have my parents 10 more years, but I'm only going to see them twice a year. Damn. So I only have 20 more interactions with them. And it's like, well, that's weird to think.
Because I remember reading something years ago. You know, when you're a first-time dad and you're just like, I got to read every book. Mm. You know, I got to get all the information.
Sure.
And then it's basically like, well, it basically comes down to, you know, who you are as a person anyway. Yeah. Anyway, but I remember reading, and I don't know if this is factually correct, but it made a lot of sense, that 90% of the time you will spend with your kid is in the first 13 years they're alive.
Yeah.
And I just thought, that is the average person.
That makes sense, though.
And I
right?
thought, oh my God, that's crazy to
and
think
then
about.
It just all vanishes from there on.
And then it makes me, you know, hello, darkness, my old friend.
I did get a nice call, though. My daughter today was nice enough. She called me. She must have had a little break in school, right? So she calls me, and she sometimes calls me during school, and that's okay, right? I'm not freaking out at this point. Before I, like, what's going on?
Because she's responsible.
Yeah, and she calls me, and she says, hey, Dad, do me a favor. Will you make a tea time for me at for 4 o'clock? And I was like, wait, what is wrong with my life that I'll be working on Saturday,
right?
And I'm the person who has to put in her tea times for her on Saturday?
Is this the same one? Because I was sharing the story
with
a friend.
That almost got the hole in one?
Yeah, that you almost murdered because she was going to get a hole in one?
Totally killed her. I thought about that more. She just is so nonchalant. She wouldn't have even been that excited, right? And I would have, but she would have been excited if she would have known that next time she's on a ladder, I'm just going to kick the ladder out from under her. I went, you know, I had a friend, my buddy Greg, he runs a competing radio conglomerate in the Twin Cities here.
Okay.
Super nice guy.
Yep.
Right? Super nice guy. And he did something that I wanted to talk to you about because I find it very interesting to see if people in baseball do this.
Okay.
But he was always a right-handed golfer, but he was left-handed doing everything else. So this year he switched from being a right-handed golfer to a left-handed golfer.
Weird.
So now he's, you know, and I know in baseball you can do that, right? You can play both ways, right? I get that. And I could kind of do that. I could take a normal baseball swing. But with a golf swing, it's very nuanced. Very few people ever go from righty to lefty. Do you think if you were a prominent righty that you could just teach yourself how to bat left-handed? Or yes. would it feel so weird? You think you could do
it? At first, but it's all about... To get deep into it, it's all about muscle memory.
Sure.
and repetition. Because one of the things I'm going through now with these two is it's like you can't just show up at practice. Mm-hmm. That's not how you get better.
Yep.
You get better by doing the stuff away from the scheduled practice times and away from when you're playing a game. That all is great, mm-hmm. but if you don't do anything more than that, you're not going to improve.
Sure. You know what that is, right?
What?
It's called the myelination of neurons. So in your brain, you have these connectors, and there's this white substance called myelination that wraps around your neurons. And the more you do your swing over and over and over, it makes that neuron get super fat with this white goop. And then that becomes, when someone throws a ball to you, your hand just jumps out and gets it because that neuron is ready.
Wow.
Right? And it's a super, people who are really, really great at sports, they can measure the strength of their neuron network in their brain. And you do that from totally repetitive actions. That's why they tell you when you go play golf, when you go to a driving range, don't just go hit 100 balls as fast as you can. You want to hit 100 balls the exact same way perfectly, not maybe perfect results, but the exact same swing. So you myelinate your neurons.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
That's very, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you've done with your baseball pitch and your baseball swing for your entire life.
Yep.
And when you think, how many times have you swung a bat? You know, 50,000 or something.
I mean, no idea.
Some crazy, crazy amount.
Yeah.
And your brain just, you'll in 50 years, you'll be able to swing the bat with the same logic.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool? You can keep that.
I do. See, I love that.
Fix it, frat. Whatever. Myelination of neurons.
We've got ourselves a new segment.
I read a book once, right?
I've got a couple of emails that I'd like to throw your way. The first comes to us from Todd. Subject line, Frat and Reavers. Reeves, if Mike says you're the cat's meow... I think I did.
Yeah, I was worried that that was a racist term.
No, that's what it was. Yes. That's exactly what it was. Okay, so he says, Reavers, if Mike says you're the cat's meow, you tell him that he's the lump in your mashed potatoes.
Oh, nice. Now Todd, I'm trying to think. Please tell me that's not a horrible thing.
Todd, a wealth of useless facts and boring information.
Oh, there
you go. That's what his tagline is. I love that. Thank you, Todd. The other one comes to us from Bert. You have expressed a distaste for calling what was Twitter the name X, and I share your distaste. How about calling it Twix? Might cause trouble with Big Candy, but you could see the Spanish X pronunciation and say Twith or Twiz. Just a pointless thought.
It reminds me of Latinx, you know, how they're trying to make it like, oh, you're not Latina or Latino, you're Latinx.
Okay.
Now it's going to be just Twix. That's the one thing I think Elon Musk is a marketing genius and just a genius all around. And when people said, and you said this a million times, I'm going to tweet this, you can't say I'm going to X that. That doesn't make sense.
No, and I refuse.
And that's why Donald Trump's Truth Social doesn't work as well, although he just sold it for $300 million. It just doesn't work as well because you don't say, oh, I'm going to Truth Social that.
Right.
It was so simple with tweet, right? So I think we should just say, I'm going to tweet on X. It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
That sounds like something about it is weird. I don't know why that, but he wants just to control the letter X.
Speaking of that, I've started to notice there's ads now basically showing, and I'm trying to be sensitive because I get why they have this viewpoint, but there are now ads. I don't know who's behind it. Mm-hmm. I would assume it's the platform itself. There's different types of people. I know there was one that featured a cowboy rancher, and there was one that was a bakery owner or whatever, mm-hmm. about the government wanting to ban TikTok. Have you seen these ads?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. You use that to enhance your business. So I can understand why that would have a direct impact on you.
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's fine that you want to create this ad or you want to, but Do you really think that's going to help change anybody's opinion about that? That matters?
Advertising works, especially when you advertise on the Weekly Scramble.
True. No. I'm not saying about the consumer themselves. Sure. I'm talking about the people in the positions of power.
Yeah, no, I think it does. In fact, it's really funny that you mentioned that because I've heard that certain companies will advertise in D.C., where the politicians are, they'll run huge ad campaigns for certain things like banning X, or not banning X, but banning TikTok. Yep. And I'm going to give you my 2 cents on TikTok. My kids are TikToked. They're literally Chinese nationalists now. I mean, their brains are gone, right? They're great kids, and they're going to be fine, probably. But they're really into TikTok.
They're going to be fine, probably.
But one thing that I think of is that Why do we allow that to propagate through the United States?
We shouldn't. That's the problem.
And we should. Why can't we just say to China, 100% you can have TikTok here when we can have our social networks there? You can 100% buy farmland here in America when we can buy farmland in China. And just say, hey, it's tit for tat. God, please tell me that tit for tat's not a racist thing.
I don't think
it
is.
Okay, thank God.
You want me to look it up?
Please, just in case.
Okay.
But, why wouldn't that be the right answer? We're not trying to impede you from grabbing some of the global market as long as we can sell our cars in your market. I just don't get it. I don't know why our argument is, until you let us do this, you can't do this here.
Tit for tat is an English saying that means equivalent retaliation.
Okay.
It developed from tip for tap, first recorded in 1558. It is also a highly effective strategy in game theory. An agent using the strategy will first cooperate, then subsequently replicate an opponent's previous action.
There's not a racial implication there. That makes me feel good, right?
Yes.
Maybe that would be another segment we could have in the show. Does Mike accidentally say something racist?
And you know what I learned, as long as we're going down this road,
sure.
I don't like using this word when I communicate on said shows, but I learned over the weekend
I'm looking for the dump button.
No, but I learned what piss poor where it originated from. Do you know what that term, where that term originated?
Piss poor, no.
So way long, 250 years ago, a long, long time ago, when people had no money,
sure,
they used to use urine to tan hides.
Oh.
And so if you were a family that essentially had to collect it, much like what Royce asked Sushiri to do, if you had to collect it, you were of a certain economic demographic.
Yeah.
And that meant that that's how poor your family was.
Okay.
I did not know that there was an actual meaning behind it.
All of these idioms come from something good.
Yeah.
Well, not good. Something interesting, right?
Sure.
They're not all good things per se.
And I hope I conveyed that message correctly.
I think you did.
And you'll be happy to know that this was discussed at my father's birthday gathering, where my mother told me this story. And I looked at her and I said, why are you telling me this? And she said, well, you'll probably use it on the show.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, well, we're not getting you any Christmas gifts this year, kids, because we're piss poor.
Right, right.
Yeah. Anyway. This inflation's getting us. Okay, Reavers, you're the best.
Thank you, Michael. You are too. Please do us a favor and rate and review the show wherever you happen to be listening to the Weekly Scramble. It helps others find the show, and we would really appreciate it. His name is Mike Fratelloni. My name is Chris Reavers. We will talk to you again next week. Until then, cheers.